at me. And now I've got a bullet in me.
Preach it.
Dyer says I'm a dead man. Well, he can go for it, but I feel fucking free.
Whenever Becky...
I don't go to Dollar anymore.
Okay, so you make me don't wait a half an hour, and the moment anymore. I put a chip in my mouth, you decide, oh, Becky, it's time to announce the episode.
This isn't officially recording until you say it is.
Give me a minute.
Gosh.
Darktown, episode 136.
Dead in the water.
All right, way to go, Donnie. If you want, it is no dream.
Fucking 20 minutes late, man. What the fuck is that?
Theodore Herzl.
Huh?
State of Israel. If you will it, dude, it is no dream.
What the fuck are you talking about, man? The carrier. What's in the fucking carrier?
Huh? Oh, Cynthia's dog. I think it's a Pomeranian. I can't leave him home alone or he eats the furniture. I'm watching it while Cynthia and Marty Ackerman are in Hawaii.
You brought a fucking Pomeranian bowling?
You brought it bowling? I didn't rent it shoes. I'm not buying it a fucking beer. It's not taking your fucking turn, dude.
Man, if my fucking ex-wife asked me to take care of her fucking dog while she and her boyfriend went to Honolulu, I'd tell her to go fuck herself. Why can't you board it?
First of all, dude, you don't have an ex. Secondly, this is a fucking show dog with fucking papers. You can't board it. It gets upset. Its hair falls out.
Walter.
Fucking dog has fucking papers. Over the line!
Huh?
I'm sorry, Smokey. You were over the line. That's a foul.
Bullshit. Mark at 8, dude.
Excuse me. Mark at 0. Next frame.
Bullshit, Walter. Mark at 8, dude.
Smokey, this is not nom. This is bowling. There are rules.
Hey, Walter, come on. It's just... Hey, man, it's Smokey, so his toe slipped over a little, you know? It's just a game, man.
This is a league game. This determines who enters the next round robin. Am I wrong?
Yeah, but I wasn't...
Am I wrong?
Yeah, but I wasn't over. Give me the marker, dude. I'm marking an 8.
Smokey, my friend, you're entering a world of pain.
Walter, man.
You mark that frame an 8, you're entering a world of pain.
I'm not...
A world of pain.
Look, dude, this is your partner.
Has the whole world gone crazy? Am I the only one around here who gives a shit about the rules? Mark at 0.
They're calling the cops, man. Put the piece away.
Mark at 0.
Walter, put the piece away.
Walter?
You think I'm fucking around here, Mark at 0?
All right, it's fucking 0. You happy, you crazy fuck?
The league game, Smoke.
Happy 15th anniversary to the Big Lebowski.
Aww, yes. Nice.
One of the greatest films of all time.
We enjoy it here on Dorktown.
Absolutely. Hello, Dorktown.
Hello.
Welcome, world.
The world.
Everybody that listens
Welcome
to us.
Welcome to the podcast that shot first.
And everybody that doesn't listen to us.
Hello. Of course, Hello. Mike. Another audio.
We're going to do this all
I
over
fucked
again.
Fucked up on audio.
Right. Listen to the whole thing all over again. Smooth move.
Hi, guys.
We're in Fresno on a rainy night.
Rainy night in Fresno. Mm-hmm. No one else.
Eddie Rabbit would have loved it here because he loves a rainy night.
He does. He's like, okay. Damn it, I got to sing about it.
Shit.
Nice Eddie Rabbit reference. That brings us current.
Yes.
Dorktown's current, man. They talk about Eddie Rabbit, Van Halen.
And Timmy T.
Timmy T. They're all about current.
That is correct. That is very correct.
All right. Big Lebowski. Walter or the dude?
Wow. How can you pick between that?
Just like, if you're going to have one character, is it going to be Walter or the dude? Ooh, you like the dude. Mm-hmm. The dude abides.
The dude does abide.
The dude does abide.
But I do like Walter.
And I like his interaction with the other Lebowski.
I'm all about Walter, man. He's awesome.
You want a toe? I can get you a toe.
You want a toe? I can get you a toe. I can get you a toe in 30 minutes. Oh, that poor girl. Oh, that toe. Oh, man.
That kind of reflects our personalities.
And
what's
Donnie,
yours?
Who? Don't turn it back on me.
Like the surf from the beaches of La Jolla.
I am Donnie. I am pretty much Donnie. Just hanging out with two other people are, you know, living life, and I'm just Donnie in the background. And once in a while, I'll come in. I'm going, what? What? What's going on? And then it's just like, shut the fuck up, Donnie. And I'm like, oh, okay. I'll shut the fuck up.
Yeah. I'd probably be more like the dude than I would be of Walter, though.
Yeah.
I'd definitely put myself as the dude.
Or the or the dudeness, or
you know,
Duderino, or...
Nice marmot, man.
This is a private residence, man.
I don't think anybody wants to hear us try to do half-ass renditions.
All right, yeah. Shut the fuck right up. Now, man.
I didn't even try.
We just had him listen to like the real thing and then us trying to do it. It's,
yeah,
it's
really right, a
great
Bells.
Idea to follow up that.
Good call, Bells.
Yeah. You're welcome, people.
Everyone's thanking you.
I fucking spared you guys. You're lucky. I'm feeling good tonight.
I hear you have something...
have something
for us, Bells.
I do.
We have a game, but we haven't played it in a little while.
Oh, that is correct. That's right.
Bob, Bob. What is it, bro?
Tell me.
Really?
We have a game for us?
A game. We're trying to get Bob Eubanks to come on and fucking do the show for us.
Yeah.
To actually do this segment. But he's still paying off bad gambling debts, and he's in a world
I would think
of
he
shit.
Would want to do it still. Though.
I don't know. You might want to Google him, see if he's still alive. See if Bob Eubanks is still alive, producer Becky.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, work on that.
Anyway,
producer,
we are doing a for it or against it.
Ford or against it.
A for it or against it. But tonight,
for or against it.
Tonight we have
for it or against it.
We have a little
for those uninitiated.
We have two special guests tonight.
Oh,
joining us for the
really?
For it or against it.
Wow.
What do you think about that?
Coming in here from the green room.
Yeah, coming in from the green room, I want to introduce to you Red Frank from the hit show Boondoggle.
Oh, wow.
And
hey, Red, how's it going?
Hey, how you doing, Red?
How you doing?
Hey, all right. Welcome to the studio. Yeah, have
Wikipedia
a seat right there.
Wikipedia thinks he's still alive.
Yeah. Have a
all right, seat.
Bob Eubanks is still alive. Good. That's good. Send him an email.
Email Bob. Hey, say, hey, if you want to be on a podcast.
You really need to do this. Just get him on the phone. We can get this done. Let's make a deal.
So we got Red Frank here.
We got Red Frank here, and our other special guest for the evening is Max Rude of the Brothers Rude.
Max, welcome, Max. Welcome back.
It's half full potted.
Go ahead and all sit right. down. Get on the mic there,
yeah,
Max.
Get on,
and
you get yourself settled.
Wow, Max is fired up tonight.
He does sound a little fired
Producer
up.
Producer Becky, are you all right? Everything okay?
I'm good. I'm fine.
All right.
Oh, wow. All right. Well,
I'm ready to do whatever this liberal agenda is.
I'm Max Rue from Mr. Rue.
I'm Red Frank from the hit show Boondoggle on this network, whatever the hell this is.
I don't know who this guy is, but I'm here to rock and roll.
I don't understand what the fuck is going on.
Okay, well.
You said the F word.
I'm conservative, but I know how to use my cuss words properly.
Okay, Mr. Frank. Just, you know, first question for the forward or again it. Hypocrite. You know, save it for the questions.
Okay sir. Sir, are you of a color persuasion? What nationality are you?
I'm none your business.
All right.
How about that?
Well, I guess so. I guess I'm just going to call you
Something, something, something. You look wide enough to me to host this show, I suppose.
All right. Well, that's good.
Bonus.
All right. First Ford Organic. Reservoir tipped condoms.
What's a reservoir?
I think that might be a guy answer. I don't think that affects me much.
Oh, yeah, reservoir. I don't like reservoir condoms.
I'll tell you what about condoms. Obama wants your 9-year-old daughter to have a condom. And he wants the government to pay for it. He wants you, a taxpayer, to pay for condoms for Billy Sue Joe Bob down the street who fornicates already. She's 9 years old. She's fornicating. And Obama says, that's okay. Just and use a condom.
Obama wants them to have a shot so that they can have sex with everybody.
I'm writing a song about this.
That sounds like some sort of liberal plot, producer Becky.
I've always thought that reservoir tip condoms made your penis look like a blow up animal balloon.
You like would.
A snake. Well, a balloon tip at the end.
What was the for it or again it? I am again it. I am against reservoir condoms. I'm against condoms in general. Your seed is supposed to stay inside the woman's vagina. It is not supposed to be in a condom. It is not supposed to be on her back. It is not supposed to be
all over the place.
On your hand. It is supposed to be, you are supposed to procreate. Is that the word, procreate?
I think that was a band that opened up for us one time.
Something. And that is what Jesus would want. Jesus did not use a condom. God did not use a condom. Ronald Reagan did not use a condom.
Jesus Christ was a superstar.
I am again it. Next question. You dirty host.
Sorry. What are you? Hey, I'm just in awe right now that being in the same room with Red Frank and Max Root at the same time. It's a pretty powerful thing.
What band are you from, Max Root?
From the...
Why are you sounding like the host right now?
Because the host is a dipshit. Well, I'm from the band Messamo. We're a very big, very, very famous band in Fresno.
I haven't heard of you. Have you ever played Fireball?
I have played Fireball twice. One night. I had sex in Fireball. Unprotected.
You son of a bitch.
They tried to give me a
reservoir.
Have
you tried to score with our women in Fireball?
I try to fuck everyone there. I don't use reservoir.
You stay away from my daughter, you son of a bitch.
I don't use reservoir tip condoms.
Well, that's all right. Interesting, God people. Thank
you.
It.
Speaking of you know, being in music, that goes on to our next question, which would be Bruce Springsteen still making music, for it or against it?
I'm against it. That son of a bitch loves the liberal agenda. Every night he goes on stage and says, Obama is good. Go ahead and have sexual relations. It's okay. Tax me. I don't care. That son of a bitch, all he's doing is propaganda for Obama.
I'm beginning to think you really believe this stuff.
I'm beginning to think you're a liberal.
yeah, you're really sharp.
I don't like Bruce Springsteen because he's just a terrible musician.
That too. I agree with this Hollywood liberal for once. You see, we're all more open than you think we are, liberal producer Becky.
Interesting. brings us to our next question that there's, you know, it's getting a little hostile in here. Gun control.
Oh, boy. You're about to get right in my wheelhouse. Go ahead and ask your little questions, sir. Whatever nationality you are.
I am.
Wheelhouse.
Wow.
Well, I'm Bells and I'm Armenian. So.
Oh.
I'm 4
What do you think of that?
Oh. I don't know what that is.
You probably wouldn't, you white person.
That's right. You're damn right.
Yep. Supremacist. So, what do you think of gun control?
Oh, I'm sorry. Is your phone on?
It could be. It could be.
I think that Obama wants to take all of your guns. Because once your guns are gone, what's going to stop him from coming in and taking everything? He's going to come into your little apartment and take your television. He's going to take your vibrator. He's going to take your toaster convection oven.
It'll be New World Order. I don't have a vibrator.
I don't have a vibrator. I'm sorry.
Oh. Yeah. Okay.
I have a vibrator. I carry it around everywhere I go because Max Root's life is a party.
I bet it's a party, and who's paying for that party? The American taxpayer, you son of a bitch!
Who's the American taxpayer?
Me. I'm paying for your wild lifestyle.
All right. This brings me to next topic of unprotected sex.
Max Rue's likes to go bareback every night!
I don't know what that is. Is that some sort of camel jockey reference?
That is reference to having sexual relations.
Yes.
Hardcore.
With your wife.
No.
Well, that's all there is.
No.
I don't understand your question, Ian.
Unprotected sex.
Unprotected? You mean without guards outside?
Yes, as a matter of fact.
Wow. You're just going at it without anyone guarding the door. What if a child walks in?
Well, do you have unprotected sex under Obamacare?
That is that the taxpayers are trying to pay for that. You, as a taxpayer, pay for Obama. Paying for...
To have unprotected sex?
You got it. Yeah, you got it.
So they don't know what reservoir tip condoms are?
They do not.
Looks like a snake balloon.
That's what I'm told by this Hollywood liberal agendist we got on the show. I don't know what's going on now. I've lost the thread.
Okay, next question. For it or again it, yoga pants.
Oh, I'm for that.
For it.
I'm wearing yoga pants now.
Oh, yeah.
I've been using spandex and rocking the world.
I don't know if I'm for it for Max over here, but for, in general, yoga pants.
Very good.
For
very
it.
Good.
For it.
What do you feel?
Yo, you're for it?
I'm for it.
Wow.
Liberal agenda.
See, look, we agree on something there, producer.
We agree liberal on producer for very different reasons.
Do you agree? I'm wearing
yoga pants. Why are you for yoga pants?
The comfort and ease of actually wearing them when I'm doing stretching and yoga. But you like them for the ass.
Next question.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I offend you?
Next question, sir. Where are you from?
Keg stands. For it or again it?
I'm sorry, you're going to have to educate me on what this is.
Are you okay? Well, basically a keg stand is standing up on top of your head over a keg.
On my head over a keg of what, sir? Milk?
Keg of beer.
Yeah, we used to do that all the time. And I downed one keg of milk.
I've never done a keg stand.
Wow.
No desire.
Max Root, I was born doing keg stands. Rocking the world, baby.
I'll bet you were.
Ow!
Okay, and that brings us to our last for it or again it. Legalizing pot.
For it.
I'll bet you are
producer
for it.
Becky is for it.
Mm-hmm. I am again it.
For the reasons you wouldn't think, though.
For taxing the people and getting us out of our deficit and...
Yeah.
Making money.
Taxing it. I grow in my backyard, and I don't want the government taxing my weed. Obama wants to tax your weed. How do you think about that, exactly. You liberals? He wants to tax exactly. It. Right now, you're just growing it in your backyard all yeah. willy-nilly. Yeah. Well, if Obama had his way, he'd tax you, son of a bitch.
He'll regulate it,
and then he'll make it safe and sane for you. Is that what you want? You want safe and sane pot, you liberals? That's up next. Here I'm Boondoggle.
Wait a minute. Hold on here. This is not a Boondoggle show.
Oh, wait. You're in a Boondoggle right now, sir. Because you don't know what nationality you are. You're talking about some sort of something from some sort of movie or something. I don't know what something. You are. You're making up stuff.
Okay.
You're a Boondoggle.
That is the end of Fort Oregonit. I want to thank Red Frank.
Well, I want to get the hell out of here.
Coming here, and I want to thank Max Root for coming here. And we'll see you guys again.
Hey, Max. Okay. You know where you got a line on some ladies tonight, Max?
Fuck you.
Hey, come on, man.
What piece of trash?
I still need it.
All right.
I'll see you guys later.
All right. So there you have it. Fort Oregon.
Well, that was interesting, I guess.
We didn't know how that was going to go. And
it went.
It went, and I'm not too sure how it went. But that's what you get when you're listening to The Dorkness 136.
The Dorkness.
The Dorkness.
That's what it's called. That's the episode title, The Dorkness.
The Dorkness.
I like it. Let's take a little music break. Let's hear some Strange Vine. They're playing in South by Southwest. If you're in South by Southwest,
so they played last night, didn't they?
They played last night, kickoff show.
Did you go?
Excuse me, sorry.
I didn't make it. But they're maybe Fresno's best band, so check out Strange Vine and check them out right now here on Dorktown 136.
you like some coffee? Yes, I like my extra strong. She reached into the cupboard, but she grabbed an old shotgun. Her finger was on the trigger. Jesus.
That was Strange Vine playing. If you're in Austin for South by Southwest, make sure to find Strange Vine. They're playing a lot of shows, as they usually do. The past couple of years, they've been playing South by Southwest a lot. So, and I've been trying to get them on Darktown. It's just they're just so freaking busy. It's hard to get them on. So,
and they don't. You never really talk to them.
Yeah. I've talked to them live in person several times.
Yeah, but when they're playing and you're talking to them while they're playing.
Yeah, really man. So, you guys are playing great. I got a podcast.
They're singing their song.
They're truly one of Fresno's amazing bands. A lot of Fresno bands are amazing, as you hear on Darktown quite often.
Yep.
Speaking of, a while back we had Brother Luke on by himself. Brother Luke and the Comrades, one of Fresno's great bands. And Brother Luke was actually on Darktown.
Yep.
Well, there's a number one indie song right now. And the number one downloaded song, indie or rock song on iTunes.
Timmy T.
Somehow it's not Timmy T.
No, you're lying.
Yeah, I am. I'm covering it up. Covering up the fact that it's actually WZ. It's Imagine Dragons' song Radioactive. Mm-hmm. And the beginning of the song, I was like, the beginning of the song is like completely different from the actual song. The actual song is like this dubstep kind of drumming rock kind of thing. But the beginning of the song is like this, like it's got banjo and strumming and finger picking. And it sounds like exactly like Brother Luke and the Comrades, to the point of like, holy shit, did they rip off a Brother Luke song or something? And let's just hear the difference. This is the Brother Luke. This is Brother Luke live at Starline. So that's Brother Luke.
Ah.
That's the beginning of that song.
Yes.
That's a very common thing to do before a
song. Okay.
That's
yes.
Is it, song. Though? That common? All right. Let's maybe I'm crazy. I don't know. Now let's hear the beginning of Imagine Dragons.
You're a little bit crazy.
See? Are you not hearing it?
That right there was.
Yeah. So, Van Halen.
I'm waking up. Okay,
what
so that's.
What the hell was that?
See, I know it changes completely. But, so I'm like researching, I'm like, well, it seems like they came through Fresno, Imagine Dragons. And I researched it and found that they did come through Fresno. Through the Fresnan, I found that old Fresnan post. My blog, my former
He just Googled
blog.
It and he's like, oh, look at this. Oh, I wrote an article
and
about
it. And it was actually a show I was at.
Yeah, that show.
They
you don't
came,
even remember it, man.
No, They came to Fresno a couple years ago with Nico Vega, who they have now opening for them as they're touring. And now I remember that show. And Brother Luke was not on the show. I was expecting, like, maybe Brother Luke was on that show and they influenced the beginning. But they weren't on that particular show. And I think that...
They were at another show.
Imagine Dragons didn't make it because one of their band members got arrested. And I remember that show because it was a Patrick Contreras show with Nico Vega. And Nico Vega had come through town before and there were only like 12 people had shown up. And I made this big post about, you know, because this is amazing. Nico Vega is an amazing band. And
I remember that.
And like, I was like getting people like, you need to come out to this show. And again, you know, they're coming back through town. Last time only 12 people were there. This time we need to pack it out because this is an amazing band. You need to show up. And even Nico Vega themselves actually referenced the blog post while they're on stage saying, you know, it looks like more than, you know, because it was a good turnout. And it was like, looks like more than 12 people showed up this time. And
how many were there? Like 20 people?
Yeah. There was like good 20 to 23 people showed up. So, but
great turnout.
That's good for Audis.
But there isn't a direct link. But I swear that's, to me, that sounds pretty damn close to those two intros to those sound. But I don't know. Maybe I'm just fucking drunk.
No, you're not.
Speaking of, we started off the podcast drinking Knee Deep's Hop Shortage, which is an 11.2% alcohol beer. That's what Bells and I started off with.
Yep.
And now we have switched now to Red Hook's IPA.
Yep.
And it's pretty good.
Yep. And then we're going to move on to something else.
And then later on, we'll move on to something else.
Like right now.
We have a voicemail line. 559-something-something.
Yeah, call
it. You can find it on dorktown.net. You can find all the links you need is on dorktown.net, including the voicemail, email, all the show notes, links for whatever, the band we play, and blah, blah, blah. They're all there.
Yeah. I work hard on this shit, man.
Yeah. Bells works hard, man, so recognize, all right? You got to recognize. And we have a voicemail to play for us tonight.
And you should call him, man.
Hey, Dorktown, this is your buddy Ed. Calling to say hi. I know you guys podcast later. Anyway, I was thinking about things. When I listen to my podcast sometimes, I hear this sound. But when I listen to your guys' podcast, all I hear is this every so often. I want to know what's going on over there at the Dorktown Network. What are you all up to? Huh. Deviants. Also, I want to let Bells know that I'm proud of him for being on Twitter now. I'm so excited to see his tweets going out. Kind of sad, though. He's tailed off. He's got to get back on it. Also, glad that producer Becky's on my side with Boondoggle. Mm-hmm. Anyway, peace out, Dorktown. See you guys around.
I am lighting candles in prayer. That's why you hear lighters.
Yep.
I mean, obviously.
There you go.
I play with a pen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Those are the clicks you're hearing when you listen to a Dorktown. The occasional clicks you're hearing. They've just been explained to you.
Yeah. Because we're busy.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bells, why haven't you been tweeting lately? Bells is on Twitter, motherfuckers. Start threatening him. Damn it. This is the most important thing that ever happened to Twitter. Bells is on there.
It's kind of boring.
I'm actually concerned Bells. Because
you don't follow enough people. You need to follow more people.
What do I follow
for? He doesn't care. He's not active.
Then it makes him more exciting.
He's not
Then I read like their shit?
Yeah.
But I want to read their shit.
I don't know. Fuck it, eh?
What the fuck? Oh, I got to be friends with like Jose Canseco? I don't want to be fucking friends with Jose
Canseco. Jose says some fucking stupid ass shit and it's like, funny.
Fuck, man. I don't want to be your friend, dude.
Jose's waiting for you to friend him.
That's hysterical.
Oh, yeah. He's on there. He says some stupid shit tweets, man. It's hilarious. Jose Canseco's in the fucking, you know, vein of, I don't know.
Dumbass.
Timmy T. He's in that Timmy T range of saying stuff.
Yeah, it means you could find him at like Black Angus trying to pick up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hey. CNC Music Factory on in the background. Yep. There you go.
So we're going to be going to Marin Bells. Well, Becky, producer Becky and I, we're going to Marin next weekend.
Very nice.
He sounds like he might be in pain talking about that.
Oh, no. I'm excited about it.
I'm super excited.
Well, of course you are. I'm going to Fairfax, Brewery Festival. Fairfax.
I lived in Fairfax for 2 years. Love that place.
So, yeah. I'm sure we'll have some Marin reports next podcast.
You better. Mm-hmm. You better.
You better. You son of a bitch.
Why don't you call into the Dorktown hotline?
Oh, when I'm out there, I'll call in the Dorktown hotline.
Check in.
And
check your business.
Check your business. I'm just going to edit that little silent section out.
No, don't.
Here's a note, Mike. Dude. Edit that. Edit that nothing edit section that out.
Nothing section out, please. What I'm doing, why I'm so quiet is I'm
yeah, what's looking, your problem?
I'm looking for the Fairfax Brew Fest to see what beers, all what right, breweries all right. are going to be there.
Let's hear that.
But I'm totally behind, so it might be completely irrelevant all right now well, as you guys move on. Coors to Light.
We're going
to
move on to
Coors
this.
Light, Coors Light.
Corona Light.
It's time for the Fonzie A. The time in the podcast where we give props to things we want to give props to.
All of a sudden, Red Frank's back in the studio.
Shut up.
Amazing. Get the fuck out of this show, man. I'm going to give a Fonzie out to Clovis for Mr. Sushi 2. For
what?
Dinner. Mr. Sushi 2.
Mr. Sushi 2.
That's right.
Is it T-O-O or T-W-O?
It's the number.
Oh, the number 2.
Yeah, they're able to afford the number.
I mean, are you comparing it to the Mr. Sushi that's on Shaw?
It's the sequel.
Where is this at?
It's the sequel, Dr. Jones.
Ah, Dr. Jones.
It's the sequel, Dr. Jones.
No time for love, Dr. Jones.
Only time for sex, Dr. Jones.
Only time to do it.
Here's monkey.
Ah, Dr. Jones, you get your dick wet, Dr. Jones.
Here's a monkey. It's nice.
Fonzie A to... Sushi 2. Whatever.
What's wrong with that?
Where's that?
It's on Willow and Nice.
Oh! Oh, the genitalia? The
genitalia?
The venereal disease,
venereal disease area of Clovis?
No, it's right on the border.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That you, really last, good... you don't remember last episode. Oh, you called that the... Yeah.
There's a really good Thai restaurant right on the venereal disease side of Clovis.
Yeah.
It's really good.
You don't even remember. Right, you don't remember what we do.
I remember that.
You called that area.
It's all coming back to me.
Yeah,
now.
That's where all the genital warts are, Clovis, because it's right up against Fresno.
Yeah, that's true.
And they fuck all the time. Unprotected no, sex. Without condom reservoirs.
They bump up against each other.
No condom reservoirs at all.
Pretty nasty. Wow.
Without reservoir. Reservoir free.
There is some rough things going on in Fresno, too. So, Clovis, take it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, just take it. There's no lube, Clovis.
There's a clear patch there for like 2 weeks.
You guys think you're so good. Everything was clear.
They're putting some ointment on that area.
Yeah, it was all clear for like 2 weeks, and then shit got crazy.
Fonzie A to a bunch of other podcasts like The Beaver Exhibit, Fernercast, Den 60, our own local boys, Den 60, yeah. Merry Gamers, another local couple.
They're you guys fantastic. Too.
Epic Podcast, Growler Radio.
All you guys.
Not Safe for Water Coolers.
All of you!
Wheelbarrow all Full of Dicks, who Becky proclaimed as an aggressive name. Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks.
Well, it just is a visually aggressive name.
Visually aggressive. Oh, you're imagining.
Oh, well, hell yeah, aren't you?
Now are the wheel? Now are the dicks?
I think it's just the guys, and they're just a bunch of dicks.
Yeah. The are the dicks like...
Different colors and different sizes.
It's like, are they... Are they like, there's not blood, like,
all different. No.
Like the dicks had just been pulled off a male and they're now they're in the wheelbarrow? Or they're just clean, like dildos?
You're altering my whole image.
I don't want you to, I don't want to mess your vision of dicks at all. I want them to still be, you know, sound.
No, they're like
sexual.
Little rubber things bouncing around inside a wheelbarrow. To be honest. So,
and who's holding the wheelbarrow? Like, who holds the wheelbarrow?
I guess me.
You're holding the wheelbarrow full of dicks, flopping around, going down the path.
Yep, hey guys. Flopping about.
Yeah,
and it's not like a new wheelbarrow.
It's an old rusty wheelbarrow full of dicks.
Wood
one. There you go. Change your podcast, guys, to old rusty wheelbarrow full of dicks.
Here's a wheelbarrow.
Sexually diseased. Dicks.
Of your podcast name is so.
Yep.
Diseased.
These dicks didn't make it, boys.
No, not diseased. They're just rubbery.
Bring
like
out your dead.
Different.
Bring
sizes,
out your dead.
Colors.
Yeah, I've got one for you.
There you go. Yeah.
But I'm still alive. It's an old.
That's funny shit.
Some reference.
Yeah.
Somebody will get that reference. Monty Python reference. Hey, the old crew is coming back to Star Wars Episode 7. Harrison Ford, Carrie Fisher, and Mark Hamill have all signed on for the new Star Wars movie, so it's a good to go.
Interesting.
Interesting. Very interesting. So there's that.
Fonzie.
Follow us. Give us some fucking reviews on iTunes, assholes. Been really vacant with the reviews.
Wow, and you think that calling them assholes is
they like it? They
to,
like it.
Do they like
they
the
like
little
it
S&M?
So
they
hard.
Like they like to be whipped.
Oh, yeah, they like it. Georgetown listeners love S&M whipping.
They like
whipped.
It so.
I
hard.
Will whip you if you leave a comment.
No, whoa,
no, I won't.
Wow, that's quite the bold statement.
I take that back.
The safe word is
sorry.
Fuck.
Woo.
Fuck.
Sorry, buddy. Woo, fuck.
Dork town. That's a bad save word. Fuck.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's a terrible save word. Fuck. Oh, okay. I got to stop. No. Fuck more. Oh, wait. Okay. That's a confusing save word.
Yeah.
Don't use fuck as a save word. If you take anything from this episode, don't use fuck as a save word. You hear that, listeners? You guys are just waiting for me to end this, huh?
No, I'm not. I'm just not talking about sex tonight.
All right. Yeah. Yeah. Since I look pretty bad the last episode.
Did you ever find the G-spot, Mikey, since then?
Maybe I did. Maybe I did. Maybe it opened up a whole new window.
I wish.
Maybe it did. Maybe it didn't. You never know. We'll all never know.